When the salt hits your eye and you want to cry, that is sumo. That is sumo. And you don't want to see that Tiratsuyoshi's throwing it at you. I'm just making stuff up. Hey, guess what time it is?
The No-Yo Download!
Back for another week. Here I am. Time for another No-Yo Download! But once again, I don't have anything super planned, so we'll be going off the cuff for a lot of stuff. I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it. It's a lot of rhyming in such a short period of timing. That last one was bad. I'm sorry. Very bad. I'm awful. I am back. I am Suijin, or DJ. Suijin on the Road to Yokozuna official podcast. Yes. Bringing up the master sheet. And I am now realizing that there are a lot of people in the hunt for that unique techniques finishings. It seems there are four of us. Let's see. Inoriachi. Ozeki in Oriachi, but he can't win it, so he's out. Kanashiberry, he can win it. Oh no, he's lost one. He's not undefeated. 11 wins? What? Kazetora, I think I'm going to double check, but I think Kazetora's... Yeah, Kazetora is in Juryo. I'm only saying that because it's not a downer. It's just that you're not in Makauchi. And then there's me. So the lead is 8. If you've got 8 unique Kimarite, there's the number to shoot for. And it's nice to not have Funka or Daizetsu in the lead. And looking at Daizetsu, he's having a rough go. Let's look at the Bonsai, or the leaderboard. That's something to start with. Let's start down in Makushita. In the lead. Wait, we don't have any second places? I only see first and thirds. You can't have that. You have to have a second place. That's not how that works. What? Okay. Well, the gold numbers are at 9 wins. 9-0 is Katayuki. 9-2, Inkietori. 9-2, Suzukafuji. There are no gray numbers. And there should be. They should be the 7-win Rikishi. Although those are listed in bronze. 7-5, Sujiruyu. 7-5, Yoshitsune. And 7-5, Maizuru. Maizuru. That would put the bronze, the actual bronze, at the 6 wins, being 6-6, Rontsuri, 6-5, Maruyama, and 6-6, Daizan. I don't know why the sheet is not doing that properly, but whatever. Because I don't see any... I just... It doesn't... Is it calculating 8 as the second place. I mean, it should go with, I don't know, is doing it wrong. Moving up to Juryo. In the lead with 9 wins. Ties is Chubanu Umi, 9-2. Kazetora, 9-3. Hiraki, 9-3. And Matsuno Fuji, 9-2. Silver with 8 wins. Kitsune Fuji, 8-4. Toramaru, 8-3. And then our bronze, 7 wins. Shiro Kumo, 7-5. Jinrai, 7-3. Kaikaru, 7-5. And then we move on up to... I just blanked. Makuuchi. Wow. I literally blanked. To our sole leader at 11 wins. 11-1, Kanashiberi. 9 wins in second place. 9-2, Chiyomomo. 9-3, Hanabusa. And 9-2, Takazan. And our bronze third placers, Inorihachi, 8-3, and Suijin, 8-3. I guess technically I'm still in contention for the Yusho, but... actually, that's just according to the leaderboard. I'm actually 8-4. One of my matches has not been logged. So, there's that. Because I did lose to Hushicho today. So Hushicho should have 7 wins right now. And he's currently listed at 6-2. So that match has definitely not been logged. If I go to the Discord to see... He's just listed at 7-2. So that's a quick overview of who is where. But Kanashiberi, holy buckets. 11-1. Somebody gonna, I don't know. Oops. Somebody gonna give him a run for his money, or are we just gonna let him run rampant right through to the Yusho? I mean, congratulations if he can get it, but I mean, wow. So this has been a weird one. I still think that I can finish double digits. I'm looking to finish with 11-4 at this point. I believe 11 wins, which I guess has been my minimum target this whole time, is now my maximum possible wins, is what I would like to finish at. But it's been good for us. As a whole, I mean, yes, some people always have a bad basho, I understand. But we have to look at all the bright sides. Like, for instance, Akai Bashi and myself, both Komosubi, we're declaring that the Komosubi curse is broken because we have both Kachikashi'd. We both have our Kachikashi right now. We're both, let's see here. Before I, we're both listed as 8-4. So, yes, we both just barely got it at the moment, but we still have 2 blocks to go. Wait, are we in block 3? We should have block 4 and block 5? Is that how that goes? Or block 4 and the final day? I don't know if we consider the final day an entire block, but, I mean, we've got the curse broken. We're going to do this. And if I can get 11 wins, you know, I'm putting together a good case for myself wearing... a purple color with the Ozekis. Now, I'm going to do a little talking about myself. Sorry about being so vain, but I find it interesting that I beat all but one of the Yokozuna, and I've only beaten one of the Ozeki. So I did great against the Yokozuna, but I did terrible against the Ozeki. So that's a little weird. I think I've only taken on I've taken on both the Sekiwaki. I have yet to take on Akai Bashi. I don't see why we wouldn't face off at this point, and that would clear up my entire Sanyaku bouts at this point. It looks like the Joy is doing pretty well as compared to what I remember the Joy being like when I was there. You know, just barely, you know, didn't have any, an awful, awful start. It was like huge, like standing on the teetering edge of seven losses with, you know, trying to climb out slowly. Everybody seems to be in the, you know, fairly even. Omariyama, 5-4. Sajumoto, 5-4. Daihono, 6-3. Akamidori, 5-3. That was all the West side people. I'm just going down the list. Tenoyama, 5-6. Marawashi, 5-5. Koizumi, 3-5. That seems like a struggle there. Still, that's only 8 matches. It hasn't even touched block 3 then. Soyokaze, 6-3. Tsukino Karasu, 6-5. It's still pretty good. Tsukino Karasu, it's outside the Joy. You're looking at the rest of the Makauchi. It's not bad. We're having a good basho, I think. I think we're having a good basho overall. Who are we looking at that needs some encouragement? Chiyonoshima, Ryukurai. 8 losses. You do have your Makakashi. Arashidaki. You all three have your Makakashi already. So the way to think of it now is the pressure's off. You can't catch Akashi. But you know what you can do. You can start preventing other people from getting their catch Akashi. Now, this isn't the time to go, hey, I've got all these focus points built up. Let's start using the crap out of them. This is the point where you got to think, hey, I do a particular type of sumo. And now I think I'm going to start experimenting because, yeah, I can do worse. But I want to play spoiler. I want to see what I can do to these other Rikishi to see what kind of crazy stuff I can throw into the mix. So you guys are still in it. You're still in it because you have a chance to ruin somebody else's day. As far as other divisions, the only other Makakashi that's on the list is Kumo in Makushita. Makushita 13, 3-8. Same thing. This is the chance. I mean, you're in Makushita. Go for broke. Don't use fatigue. I mean, especially not in Makushita. But, I mean, this is your chance to experiment now. What have you got to lose? Go out there and play spoiler. Hey, if you think you have a brand of sumo, start mixing it up. If people are countering you, go ahead and show them that they don't really know what they're doing because you're going to throw in some crazy stuff. That's the way to go. Dara Mufuji, 3-7. Oki Mori, 3-7. This is Makushita. You two are the only really close ones to going into Makakashi. You're hanging on the edge. Hey, 3-7. You could still finish at 8-7. I've done it. You can do it too. Injurio, Harubayama, 1-7. You can do it, buddy. You can do it. It's just 7 wins. 7 straight wins. I've seen bigger comebacks. Dozan, 4-7. It's just 4 wins. You can do it. Just 4 wins. Tetsuba, 5-7. It's just 3 wins. It's a mere 3 wins. You can do it. No problem. As though two hosts on Sumo Mainichi like to call it, it's the road to Kachikashi, because everyone likes to be positive. So yeah, anyone nearing the edge with 7 losses up in the top division? No. Everybody has 6 losses or less. except for our three Makakashis. All right. Azuma Kuni, Hikari Shoryu, and Inazuma, all with winning records. So the Yokozuna are performing, although Azuma Kuni at 5-4 and Hikari Shoryu at 5-3, not putting out the dominating performances, but they are still in the win column over the loss column. That's good. The Ozeki are having a mixed bag. Inorihachi has the 8-3, Hushicho has the 6-2, and then we have Daizetsu with 4-5. Rough early start, still plenty of time to come back, no problem. I mean, these are the people we're all aspiring to be in these spots, no problem. And then this is what we aim to do. We aim to be in these locations. Absolutely. Why not? There's that. Yeah. I loved the response to the match that I went over, and I thought I should go over another match, see if I can find another big rounder. And yeah, some people might not like the fact that you barely won. If I pick a long one, let's see who might have had a long one. We've got a 5-rounder that I came across right away. Let's 4. There's another 5-rounder. Let's try to find one without a bot. Let's see here. 4-rounder. Oh. Daizetsu and Azuma Kuni. Only a 4-rounder, but top of the line. 5-rounder. Oh, there we go. You know what? Let's find that one. Wonder where that one happened. Let's see if I can find it. Alright. I think I just found it. Yes, I did. Oh, man. It's a bot match. Never mind. Darn it. It was gonna be Kita Shoryu versus Takazan. I didn't realize Takazan was a bot. I'm sorry. Oh boy. Let's see here. That's a bummer. Looking through. Da 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 da. So let's go back a little. I'm going to pick one of the ones back before that I saw. Oh, there are a lot of short matches. Holy buckets. A lot of them end in two. That's actually pretty amazing. Quite amazing. Oh, that one's a 5-rounder. Let's see if I can find that one. Okay. Need to find the name of the opponent. Let's see, how's it worded? How's the win? Defeats. Okay. There we go. Boop. Found it. Five rounds. All right. I know. Sorry about the quietness. I needed to find it. I will be going over this match. It's an official Basho match. This will be between Sokudoryu against Takanashiki Tewu Sweet. Fists hit the dojo. And both men jump up and slap each other, with Takanashiki taking the control, going directly into an Ashi push thrust. Oh, is Takanashiki a bot? Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry. I don't know who's a bot anymore. Let's see here. Where did I end up here? So, Takanashiki went with an Oshidashi, but that was countered with a Tawara ballet by Sokudoryu, who transitions into a limb lock, which turns into a Kimadashi attempt, but Takanashiki does a momentum stop, dead in the tracks, manages to turn it over into a pole. Takanashiki attempts an Uwata Dashinagi. I don't say that out loud very often. I didn't realize it was as hard to say out loud as it was. But Sokudoryu counters it. Well, manages to stop it with a Tawara ballet. Turned it into a throw. Sokudoryu then goes for the Kotanage. Takanashiki attempts a sidestep, but the Kotanagi throws Takanashiki down on the dojo, and Sokudoryu gets the win against Takanashiki, who is now 2-1 against Takanashiki with his hand raised. No injuries are taken. Congratulations, Sokudoryu. I need to learn who the bots are. I really do. Maybe I should go take a look at the... let's see here. Oops. Let's go to that one. I had mentioned it earlier. Four-rounder between between Yokozuna Uzumakuni and Ozeki Daizetsu. Once again, just like the last match, both men immediately go to slap each other in the face. However, the Gyoji calls Mata. Lots of bowing, apologizing to the Shimpans. They set back up. It's attempted again. Fist to the clay. Uzumakuni goes low. Daizetsu attempts a lateral and manages to step completely out of the way of the charge, turning that Tachi-ai into a limb lock transition, which ends up being an attempted Kimadashi. But Uzumakuni defends it with a Supari, transitioning into his own belt grip. Uzumakuni goes for the Uwatanagi, but Daizetsu counters it with a Tawara ballet, managing to go for a throw again, an Okuranagi, that Uzumakuni attempts to sidestep. However, Daizetsu manages to throw him off balance just enough to get him down to the dojo, and Ozeki Daizetsu defeats Yokozuna Azuma Kuni by a Kurenagi. And let's check to see. There were some injuries. It looks like the Yokozuna came out worse in the end. Came out with an injury to the leg. And the Ozeki may have just gotten stung a little in the heel. Yeah, just a little stinger. No permanence. But the Yokozuna definitely is going to feel that one in the end. But it wasn't so bad, was it? I'm not great at color commentary, I will admit. I mean, I could probably write something down and come up and be more colorful, but coming up with things on the fly is not terrible. ? Let's see here. There was recently a Hososeki by the recent Kachikoshi of Hanabusa. I don't know if I should start including these. That one was a longer one. I might in the future. Still no one has posted in the Suijin podcast channel as to, I don't know, any specifics. We are all still making fun of Inazuma because, well, it is our right and privilege. And as I told Inazuma, it's in my contract, and it's in Section 2, Section B, Line 3, I think I said. Which is, of course, naturally where you would put such a thing in a contract, because it's important. We are, let's see, when's this block end? I should tell you all that. When does this block end? Block 3 ends on April 20th at 10 p.m. UTC. As I record this, it is April 17th at almost 5 o'clock Pacific Time, U.S. So, I don't know what UTC is based on that. I think, don't quote me, but I think I'm 7 hours behind UTC. So then it would be 10 a.m. over UTC right now. So April 17th, 10 a.m. as I'm recording this. If my math is correct, give or take. Not that it's going to matter, because you're going to listen to this and it's not going to matter. But I mean, yeah, we're getting close to the deadline. It's getting close. We should get those blocks filled up as quickly as we can. And, you know, everybody stay healthy. Keep your rikishi as healthy as possible. Enjoy yourself. I have two patrons on the Patreon that are keeping me afloat. I lost one, I realized recently. Apparently, he's got better things to do with his money, which is fine. I mean, you do what you want to with your money. But that little bit of dip there that I needed is going to be a slowing things down a little for upgrades and whatnot. But, if you want to support me, I'm only asking for $1 a month. There will be more things coming in the future. And I am probably going to be throwing some podcasts out during the real or live action Basho, I should call it. I shouldn't call it a real. Our Road to Yokozuna Basho is real. We are really participating in a Basho. But during the actual Basho, I don't know if I'm just going to roll it in as part of the weekly content and make the podcast longer, or if I'm going to do an extra podcast during that or two while the Basho is going. But I think that I want to comment on Real Sumo also. I don't have time to collect and comment on all the news all the time, and I know that the JSA keeps a lot of news tight to the vest, plus I don't read Japanese, and I don't have anybody to translate it for me, nor keep, up on the sources either, so there is that. But, if you are interested, I've I'm still running tests on the live broadcasting stuff. I haven't had a chance to do that. I've been off this weekend because that's my natural weekend off. I've done a lot of reading this weekend, and it's something I've wanted to do, so I haven't done a lot of other things, and I don't feel bad about it. So I will get back to testing things and putting other things together and whatnot. But if you want to get a hold of me, you can tag me or ping me on the Road to Yokozuna Discord. I am Suijin, Suijin. I am also reachable through email at emeraldspectre.com@gmail.com. All of my stuff can be found at emeraldspectre.com. And Emerald Spectre is spelled T-E-R, Inspector, because that's the way it should be spelled. Patreon is patreon.com/EmeraldSpectre, if you would like to donate to the show. And if you have any suggestions, want to be on the show, like for an interview, if you like have a specific reason, I don't know. I mean, I'm technically an FS journalist because I have the podcast. I just haven't done any interviews in a really long time. Okamizu and I have both commented back and forth that we really need to start working on getting a time to get together, but we haven't actually said or done anything to move towards that. But, you know, we really need to get that working. But I can get other people involved in it and work forward from that. I need to get interviews going anyway. If you've got like a unique or special thing you want to be on for, or just start lining up, I can get back into the interviewing process as well. At this point, my days off or certain evenings are going to be the way to go. We can, you know, talk on Discord and figure things out. But I'll wrap things up from here, and we will see, I guess, what happens, and we'll catch you next time. See you later!